Morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As we begin worship, please turn off your cell phones and join in quiet reflection on God's presence while hearing the prelude by Nicholas Grooms. Very nice, thank you. Please register your attendance on the friendship sheets that are located in your pews. Be sure to return the sheet to the center aisle and notice who is sitting next to you in worship today. Please look over the printed calendar of events listed in the bulletin. Today, Cindy Huckfeld is our pulpit guest. In between time, since we don't have an interim minister or a pastor at this point, the elders have arranged for spiritual care, two for different periods of time, 2 weeks each. So their numbers are in the bulletin on the yellow sheet. Please keep this handy if you need to call somebody, and we'll reply. And then also see the schedule for the upcoming pulpit guests. Save the date. Kickoff Sunday is September 8th, and we'll have our regional minister, Joanne Bell Haynes, here that day for us. I think there's also a potluck after service. So bring something to share, and Worship Commission will supply Sloppy Joes. Elders meeting was changed from Monday to Tuesday. It'll be Tuesday, September 3rd at 7 p.m. Are there any other announcements? Oh, I forgot to say Week of Compassion Dinner. We raised $1,423.15. This will go to hurricane recovery relief in Puerto Rico, and I think we decided that because our region is having a mission trip in January or February. And I do have one big announcement. Amber Rouse is turning 21 today. Woo-hoo! Yes, shall we sing happy birthday? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amber. Happy birthday to you. Yay, Amber. Please join us in singing our opening hymn, number 269, Come Holy Spirit, Fill This Place. But first, let's stand and greet one another with the peace of Christ.
Thank you. I. Our first hymn, Come Holy Spirit, Fill This Place, is one that I at least am not familiar with. So Donna's going to play it all the way through before we start singing.
Please join me in the call to worship. O Lord, how wondrous are your works.
We bow our heads in prayer. We lift our hearts in joyous prayers.
Lord, you give and you take away our comfort zone and move us into a time of transition.
Father, we submit to your life-giving timing in our lives.
Lord, of all that is, all that was, and all that will be, let us pray. Good morning, God, and thank you for the glory of the sun, and thank you for the health I have to get my duty done. I shall devote the hours of this golden day to you by honoring your holy name in everything I do. I shall pursue my daily way without complaint or fear and spend my every effort to be friendly and sincere. I know there have been many days that I have whiled away, but this is one that I will thy to make your special day. And so once more, good morning, God, and please depend on me because I want to honor you for all eternity. Stir our hearts and minds to learn anew your will for our lives during this time of worship as we offer you your praise, saying the prayer Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We will now sing our hymn of prayer, Blessed Assurance, on page 543 of your hymnal.
Whatever you want.
let us come together as God's people in prayer. Our card shower today is for Belle Stapleton and her father, Buzz Wassenberg. Buzz, because he was in a car accident Monday, and spent nearly a week enjoying the accommodations at the Wyoming Medical Center. He has just Friday been transferred to Elkhorn, but we have no idea how long he's going to be there. Belle, because she's been pretty frantic this week, and she needs our prayers for support as well. From First Service, Chuck Germain lost his wife, Joanne, just yesterday. No news yet as to when the service will be. She's been at hospice for a while, so this was not unexpected, but that doesn't mean that it isn't devastating. Shirley Morrison is going to have major back surgery. She is the daughter of one of the ladies that I've known for years and can't remember her name. So she's having major back surgery this week. They're expecting the surgery to last 12 to 14 hours. So it's going to be pretty pretty extensive. And then a reminder that Marie Henthorne is still on IV antibiotics for her bout with MRSA. She is up at the hospital 2 to 3 hours a day, 7 days a week, getting antibiotics to help combat that. We also want to remember those of us who are battling with cancer. Cal, Dennis Baker, Scott Whitcomb, Eli Halleck. And just those of us who are part of this congregation who are not able to be here on a weekly basis. Roger and Lorna Cook, Monica Decker missed chapel this morning, and that doesn't happen very often. Marie Robertson, Emma Crawford, those of us, and just, you know, wouldn't hurt to drop them a prayer card either. They like to hear from them. Are there any other needs of the congregation that I am unaware of? Melanie? Okay. Tom Dowler is in New Mexico helping to support his brother. Keith? So the Sandwich Ministry is seeing a lot of new faces, and winter's coming, people who are living with the mission or are just in their cars or homeless. So just be aware of the need in our greater community. Anyone else? Let us come together as God's people. Compassionate Lord, we ask you to come with your healing hand to heal the bodies and the spirits of those in our congregation and in our larger community. We ask you to be with those who are ill, who are struggling with bodies that aren't working the way they should, with the caregivers who are also struggling with those illnesses. We ask your help for those who are weak in spirit, the ones who are discouraged, battling mental health issues, homelessness, hunger, loneliness. we ask your kind and compassionate hand on those members of our community who are victims of violence, who are victims of neglect. Help us to be your hands and hearts to touch those people with care and with that sense of family that so many people are in need of. We ask your hand internationally with war in so many places we can't name them, with the fires in the Amazon that are stealing the lungs of our planet. We ask your forgiveness and your reconciliation as today commemorates 400 years of slavery in this country. Help us to repair old wounds and help us to not perpetuate the human trafficking that we are aware still happens in this country, which we like to think of as the land of the free. We are a broken people. We are a people needing your healing, your love, your compassion. Bring us these gifts in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
As disciples of Christ, it is our tradition to invite all followers of Jesus Christ to join in celebration of Holy Communion as just one way to celebrate our given unity in Jesus and his church. This table is for all of us, near and far, high and low, east and west, north and south. This table is for all of us, but it is not our table. It is not an American table. It is God's table for all of us, and it's a table of grace. So come and take your place at the table. You are welcome. You are invited. You are called. Come, let us share this meal together. Our hymn of communion is Come to the Table in the Chalice Praise Hymnal on page 163.
Thank you.
On the night he was betrayed, our Lord took bread and broke it and said, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup and he said, "This is the covenant of the new blood in my blood. Do this as for as oft as you drink this wine and eat this bread, you remember my life and my death until I come again." These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Please join me in prayer. O God, the giver of our daily bread, we pause to give you thanks. As the end of summer approaches and we prepare for school and getting back to the daily grind, may your presence be felt among us. In memory of Jesus, we partake in his body broken for us. Also, bless this cup, which helps us to remember Jesus' life that was given to each of us. May drinking the cup prepare us spiritually for the task of being Christian in our daily lives. Use us as your instruments of faith and service throughout the days ahead. Amen.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, thank you for these gifts that you have provided to us, and thank you for everything you have blessed us with. Amen.
I'll be reading several scriptures this morning. The two passages from Acts are on pages 118 and 120 in your pew Bible. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Turning to page 120, Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. "So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved." Then turning to page 166, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 4 through 9. "I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called upon, you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Elaine. I want to start today by telling you a story. The morning after Cindy announced her resignation, I called my friend Joyce, the Reverend Deacon Ashley. She has been my best friend since we were 14. I told her that Cindy was leaving to be Karen's pastor in Portland, and that I would desperately miss my friend and my pastor. "Joyce has been my friend for far too long," she said. "So what's really bothering you? Because that's not it." "Well," I replied, "I'm chairman of the elders." "And?" "That means with the pulpit empty, I'm the de facto spiritual leader of the congregation." "And?" "What do you mean, and? I didn't sign up for this." Joyce belly laughed. "Yes, you did. Do you remember your baptism? It was in the fine print." "Yeah, and I volunteered to preach in August before I knew it would be our church's first Sunday without a minister." "Excellent," she said. "I can't think of a better place for the chairman of the elders to be on that Sunday." "You're not helping," I accused her. Again with the belly laugh. "Actually, I am. Because once you finish panicking, you'll know that God has already prepared you for what you need to do. A true friend refuses to let you wallow in self-pity unless it's absolutely necessary." So we talked for about an hour about following God's call and the nature of change and the dangers of stagnation. "You've got a healthy faith and a healthy church," she said. "You're going to be just fine. But this is so scary and painful. It's bound to be a mess." And then I paused. I guess birth always is. But without it, we can't have new life. And Joyce laughed again. I believe you have your sermon, my friend. And so I do. This might also be a time to confess that I left my last church because women were not given leadership opportunities. God is also laughing at me. My God and my friend are allowed to chuckle as they reassure me, you've got this. We are not the first congregation to face uncertainty in the face of new leadership, or what can feel like no leadership. The original disciples faced a future without Christ, or at least Christ as they knew him. The Romans and many of their neighbors wanted them dead. It was scary and it was messy, but Christ sustained them, and they sustained each other. Those homes where bread was broken were filled with the Spirit of the Lord Most High. Their actions, as much as their word, acted as a witness to the saving power of a living Christ. The humble stable in Bethlehem was the birthplace of Jesus, but the humble homes of a few Jewish outcasts was the birthplace of our church. Christ's last words to his disciples were, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Roughly translated, you got this. The church at Corinth also faced a leadership vacuum. Paul led the church, stayed with it until they were strong disciples. He taught them and shared ministry with them. They were a Bible-based church before there was a Bible. And then Paul up and moved to Portland. Oops. He moved to Ephesus. From his letters, we know that Paul left a Paul-shaped hole in the hearts of those in Corinth, just as Cindy has left a Cindy-shaped hole in this congregation. Grief is one of the prices of love. But Paul left Corinth with strength to stand on their own. He says, "In Christ, you have been enriched in every way. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gifts as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed." In other words, you've got this. And so do we. We are disciples who witnessed the love of Christ by the way we care for our community. Scratch the surface of any group that helps others, and you will find members of this church. Meals on Wheels, the Shrine Hospital, Hospice, Rotary, Lions Club, the Mission, the Sandwich Ministry, the Humane Society, the Library, and that's only a small portion. We have Shoemaker's Elves who show up around here and fix things just because they notice they need fixed. In a world that has become more fractious by the moment, we are a family that functions. I'm not silly enough to think we always agree, but we generally manage to disagree respectfully. The Holy Spirit lives in this place. Cancel that. The Holy Spirit lives in this congregation. We have every spiritual gift we need.
As long as we remember to ask Christ to use us as his heart and his hands. Come with me as we step into an adventure. We won't know for a while what miracle God is birthing in this place. I can guarantee it's going to be scary. We will face losses and decisions that will be painful. We will probably make a mess of it at least once or twice. But our hearts are full. The breath of God will restore us. I have every faith that God has a new life in store for this cloud of saints. We can eagerly await his plan revealed to us. He's whispering, "You got this. Look around you. The pulpit isn't empty." If you will join us. Oh, I've lost my bulletin. I can't remember the name of the number of the hymn. It's we call ourselves disciples. 357. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us together, and thank you for the message that was brought to us. Please bless us as a congregation, as individuals, as elders, as search committee members. Please show us your will. Thank you for everything you've blessed us with. Amen.